The roles of women in American society and the opportunities open to them have changed radically during the past 50 years, a fact that Betty Friedan joyfully acknowledged in a 1989 interview.
It happened very fast, from 4% or 3% of the medical school law school, it's now 40%. Instead of just cooking the church suppers and the Hadassah bake sales, the women are preaching sermons. Protestant ministers, Episcopal bishops, Jewish rabbis. And they're demanding the right to be Catholic priests. They are running for office and getting elected mayor, governor. They are flying and dying as astronauts. And the young women, my daughter's generation, simply takes it all for granted.
Betty Friedan attributed many of these changes to the efforts of feminists like herself, who spent decades fighting gender stereotypes and struggling for laws that would end sex discrimination. She traced her own involvement in such efforts to her personal experience as a homemaker and journalist. Born in Peoria, Illinois, Betty Friedan studied psychology and later worked as a newspaper reporter. She was fired after becoming pregnant with her second child and, soon after, began interviewing women about the realities of their lives as wives, mothers, and homemakers. What she uncovered was a great deal of frustration and a yearning to make fuller use of talents and interests. Her 1963 book, The Feminine Mystique, explored the tough decisions most women faced, either to marry and abandon all hope of a career, or pursue a career and give up all hope of a family.
From the mass media and from all the organs of sophisticated thought as well, there was only one image of woman, a woman completely defined by her relation to man, housewife, mother, but never as a person defining herself by her own actions in society. And that image was so absolutely pervasive in those years after World War II that each one of these women felt she was alone and she was a freak and there was something wrong with her. And it absolutely wiped out of memory the 100 years battle for women's rights.
The book helped launch a movement aimed at helping women realize their full potential. In 1966, Betty Friedan became founder and first president of the National Organization for Women, a group dedicated to achieving equal rights for women. She also marched in picket lines, served as a government consultant, helped organize a women's bank, and taught and lectured around the world. Her activities were often criticized by those who feared she was undermining the role of the traditional family. But Betty Friedan was also attacked by those within the women's movement who felt she placed too much emphasis on family ties. Militant feminists were especially angered by her 1981 book, The Second Stage, in which she urged women and men to join together in the struggle for equal rights. Her final major published work was the 2000 memoir, Life So Far, in which she touched upon the subject of domestic violence, drawing upon her own marriage, which ended in divorce in 1969. Betty Friedan's survivors include 3 children and 9 grandchildren, living proof of her contention that women can have a profound impact on society without forgoing motherhood. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.